Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes, such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. We're talking breakout players for this coming season in a full PPR mock draft, baby. Let's go. We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, Trey. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. Back for another draft. You know, we had a little break there. I went on a little vacation to Indiana. We are back and we are ready to get into some football, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Indeed. Man, I love mock season. I love it a lot. Guys, this episode of 4th and Flex is sponsored, as always, by Manscaped. Guys, listen up. If you want something good to help you out for the summer season, you want a good Father's Day present, any or all of those things, Manscaped has got your back and your front, to be completely honest with you, man. They've got great stuff over there. They got beard hedgers now. They got you up here. They got you down there. Guys, go to manscaped.com. Use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide, Trey.
Worldwide, wide.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to just thank Manscaped for hanging with us and taking care of us since the start of the show. We love those guys over there. But we're here for a purpose, and that is to draft. Let's see what's going on in the draft here. Let me get it set. Trey, what you got? What we got going on today?
It's going to be a full PPR draft, 1 point PPR. So, you know, leaning more kind of wide receiver heavy and receiving running back heavy. You know, we like to do super flex, but we got to mix it up a little bit for everybody because there's all kinds of different leagues y'all can play in. So, yeah, we're just going to do a full PPR draft and see how it goes. And we'll kind of go over the teams at the end. It's a little too early to grade the teams, but we'll go over them and kind of talk about what's going on. And the draft has started. First pick off the board, Justin Jefferson. Who would have thought?
Hey, I like it. I like it. Full PPR. Jefferson gets the targets. I mean, it makes sense. Am I right?
And I get third pick. I'll take Christian McCaffrey.
Hey, Eric Swedler, Fins Up 92 tuning in. What's up, buddy?
What's up? You got the first pick in the draft, looks hey, like. Hey,
look, our boy Karks is in the building, too. I love it. That's the CM over there. Now, remember, full PPR, guys, full PPR. So make sure you keep that into account. Guys that we know are going to catch a lot of balls are going to help you out.
Definitely. That's why I went with, you know, I could have took a top wide receiver first. I went ahead and took Christian McCaffrey. I mean, this dude is obviously a receiving running back, and he can also do it on the ground. He's pretty versatile, but he definitely gets those receiving touchdowns. Had 5 last year, I believe. So, I mean,
hey, and I'm going to go Bijan, man. I mean, I think he's going to get targets. That's what they said, what they got up for him going in the offense there, Arthur Smith. I love it. Don't you?
Yeah, I'm excited about Bijan, man. Only thing that scares me is Algier getting some of his work from him. But, I mean, if Bijan really is the man he says he is, they're not going to need Algier. Algier's going to be there for, you know, to give him a breather.
Absolutely 100. CM in the building. Yes, sir. Man, I'm glad you popped in, buddy, and took Tyreek at the start of it. I like that. Fins Up's going Justin Jefferson, number one. Then we got Chase going full PPR. Things are a little different. I love it. Shaking it up, buddy.
Yeah, I definitely think Justin Jefferson is the one of one in full PPR. Pretty much any draft, I think, at that point, full PPR, you got to get you some Justin Jefferson. I mean, he's top of the charts right now.
Absolutely. And Travis Kelce, the first tight end, goes off the board. That is a great pick, I think, for
especially
full PPR.
For PPR. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Kelce gets it. He gets all the targets over there. So I love that. Jonathan Taylor going in the first round still for, I know that looks a little risky. He scares me, don't you think?
JT? I don't know, man. I'm excited for the Colts right now. You know, I've really been looking into them, and I'm feeling really hype on this team, man. They got the new shiny quarterback, and they got all the pieces to victory. If Jonathan Taylor, you know, he had a rough year, but he also had a rough quarterback. So maybe this new situation puts him in a better light.
Absolutely. Your boy's up here. I think ETN is going to get a lot of the stuff going on over there this year. Trevor Lawrence, all that good stuff. I like it.
Yeah, I like ETN, the Bijan ETN, kind of going a little away from the narrative a little bit, but it's an exciting team to start.
Well, Travis Etienne was ranked, 14th in receptions last year. I think he had 35 catches, so I think he could get a few more this year once he's got an actual full season under his belt.
And your boy got sniped, but that's okay. I was looking at some Amon-Ra right there. That would have been a great second-round pick. but I'm not mad with Jalen Waddle, baby.
RB1 says Drew for Bijan. Man, I'm so excited about Bijan. I can't even get enough, man. The worst thing that could happen, though, is he comes out and just lays a goose egg, man. And I mean, we're going to be talking him up, I'm sure, all the way to the beginning of the season. So don't let me down, buddy.
That's right.
Oh, man. I'm really liking Aaron Jones here, man. I do got a couple running backs, ones that I think are going to catch a lot of balls. I probably need to start going wide receiver here. Oh, it's tough.
Went ahead and got me some Jalen Hurts. Look, here's the thing. You might think it's early for a quarterback, but in the third round, you're not going to see Jalen Hurts go in the fourth and fifth round in almost any draft. I mean, this dude is going to be the top of the charts. Seeing Josh Allen went off the board early, but, you know, you're a Josh Allen believer. I get it. But Jalen Hurts, I feel like, is going to be that guy. Like, if you don't grab him in the third round, you're probably not going to get him. And in the super flex, you got to hope to have an early pick or you're just out of luck.
It looks like Henry Ruggs went off the board. Okay. Whatever works for you, buddy, I guess.
And CM said he got sniped on Jalen Hurts. Like I said, man, everybody in the third round, that's when you start looking for that boy because he's going to win leagues.
Mm-hmm. TD Good likes that. He says, great pick with Hurts. QBs are the new running backs.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good stuff. Patty Mahomes going off. Looks like quarterbacks, the good ones, are starting to fall. Jalen Hurts, man, he's going sometimes above Allen and Mahomes in some of these drafts. I've seen him go number one in a super flex before, at least, and just the number one quarterback off the board a lot of times, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's see. Mark Andrews off the board, too. It looks like
I was draft. Just looking at that, which, you know, if you're a Mark Andrews believer, I think third round is a decent spot if you think he's going to be the number two tight end in the league. Mm-hmm. I've been leaning a little, you know, I've been feeling a little bit better about Mark Andrews, not going to lie.
That's good. But you've been hating on him.
Yeah, I'm still not just super hyped on the guy, but I do think that this team is going to throw some more. And, you know, they're going to have a lot more. And I thought about it. You know, last year, Mark Andrews was the best receiver on their team. I mean, look who they were working with. Devin Duvernay, Rashad Bateman. I mean, these guys aren't all-stars. Now they got Odell Beckham Jr. and all these other bigger guys that are going to step up. And that's going to open up Mark Andrews to catch the ball a little more. So I kind of been leaning more towards him.
Speaking of the Ravens, I'm going to go ahead and get me some Lamar because, as Lamar said, he's throwing for 6,000 yards this year, buddy. So I want a piece of that action. I don't know, man. You know me. I have never been a Lamar guy. I've always kind of maybe even hated on him a little bit. I just didn't enjoy his type of play. I mean, it was exciting at times, but it's just like I want to see this quarterback step back and throw the ball. And I really think Lamar finally getting enough weapons this year. I think Lamar actually does that. So I'm really, really high on Lamar this year. I mean, he got his money like he was trying to get, and now it's time to prove you were worth every penny, you know?
No doubt. I reached a little bit here for Calvin Ridley. You know, I wasn't sure if he'd make it back to me. Calvin Ridley's one of those players where, you know, it's kind of hard to decide where he's going to go in ADP. And you're probably going to have to reach for him a little bit because somebody in your league is thinking he's going to be a steal and they're going to try to steal him before you. DeAndre Hopkins was there, but, I mean, he don't even have a team right now. So that's what scared me on DeAndre Hopkins. I think he should fall a little bit more in my book, not even being on a team.
Hey, in the comments, guys, D-Hop, where's D-Hop going to fall? Let us know where you think D-Hop is going this year. What do you think, Trey? D-Hop, where's he going, buddy?
Man, there's a lot of places D-Hop could land. You know, I've heard that the top two places are the Bills and the Chiefs, but It sounds like the Chiefs have decided that, you know, Kadarius Toney's their wide receiver one. So doesn't sound like that. And I think the Bills are even kind of leaning away from that. So I'm not really sure. You know, my vote was the Patriots. I think that's a great spot for them. I think they need a wide receiver one. And I think Hopkins would shine on that team. But if he wants to go to a win now team, you know, that's not really the team he's looking for. So I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I thought I read that they're saying that the Bills and the Chiefs aren't willing to pay D-Hop what he wants. Then again, nobody was willing to pay Odell what he wants, and he got that money. So I'm thinking Cleveland is getting back with his quarterback from Houston. Deshaun Watson. Jesus, I couldn't think of his name there.
I definitely don't hate that at all. I just don't know. I mean, it's a weird thing with Deshaun Watson and all the stuff that went on with him because, you know, being excited and going to the team to rejoin with that is like you almost accept that whole situation. I don't know if he wants that kind of smoke or if that would even be a kind of smoke that comes at him. It's just something that you're going to have to deal with anytime you're playing with Deshaun Watson.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I really think that they're going to start trying to put that stuff in the rearview mirror. He's not answering any kind of questions about any of that stuff. And I think he's just trying to move forward here, and hopefully he can. I know they were really giving him hell in the stadiums last year when he came back for a couple games. And it's the fans, I think, they're going to kill him with that. I think the media is kind of stepping away and trying not to mess with him when it, with regards to all that, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I missed my draft, so I got Damian Pierce. I don't hate that. I don't hate having old Damian. And I am on the clock, so I better get to it.
Let's see here. Some of the guys that come off the board in the sixth round. We got James Conner, followed by David Montgomery, followed by Cam Akers. You know, and then you got guys like Marquise Brown, wide receivers going in the sixth round. I've noticed a lot in a lot of drafts, wide receivers being taken more highly because there's a lot of these running backs that there's so many question marks around what they're going to do on their team and how it's going to look. You know, once you get past the first, like, you know, kind of top 10 guys, you get down to just kind of no man's land with the running backs.
Facebook user says, what is up, guys? Who you at? Who are you, Facebook user? Pop in there. Let me know what your name is. It might be Commissioner Cooper. It might be. No, he usually pops up, though.
Crazy pick, but I got me some Deontay Johnson, baby.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. I'm kind of leaning towards Deontay Johnson right now because guess what? This dude had zero touchdowns last year, okay? Zero touchdowns, but two targets less than A.J. Brown, okay?
Really?
So touchdown regression's a thing. Obviously, you know, teams that guys that normally get touchdowns that don't, the team are going to push to give these guys touchdowns. I think with the way the Steelers have modified their team and kind of bettered themselves, I think Deontay Johnson is, it's time for him to be on the rise. And he's somebody I'm looking at in drafts this year.
I got to tell you, I was pretty high on Deontay last year and he really let me down. He did kind of pick it up towards the end of the season, but you know, nothing really that, I was excited about. CM says, I like Kirk this year. I'm heavy on him. Yeah, I took Christian Kirk over here in the sixth round. I'm really high on him too, man. I really am having a problem not loving everything about the Jaguars this year. And it's really bothering me. I love the tight end. I love all of that over there. So I'm trying not to let that like get every player be a Jaguar, but but I just love him so much.
Yeah. So I actually was looking at a running back here at this spot, but luckily I had my queue. I had a couple players in my queue because I could not decide because the running back world is so crazy at this level. and it took me some Treylon Burks, which I am not upset with getting a wide receiver one in the seventh round, baby, because that's what he's going to be.
Okay. Okay. I like it. Yeah, Treylon Burks. You think he's going to have a comeback this year or what?
I really do, man. I've been watching a lot of tape, you know, because me and this dude, you know, we got some history. So I've been watching all of his tapes. I've been watching him at practice. I've been hearing all good things, bro. Everything out of camp is that Treylon Burks is their dude. Ooh. Even Ryan Tannehill come out in the meeting and said he really likes the growth that Burks has had. He's not winded. He's in shape. He's ready to go. And he can't wait to get on the field and give this dude the ball.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir Bongs a lot in the clouds.
Hey,
there he is. Ain't seen you in a while, buddy. What's going on? And Sir Bongs a lot says seven people watching and only three likes. Y'all be sleeping. You heard your boy Bongs. Please, guys, don't forget to like this video. And helps us get out there more, helps us get seen, helps us get a little love. And subscribe to the channel if you aren't already. We do giveaways on this channel all the time. So, I mean, hop on there, be a subscriber. You can comment on one of our videos, and you're likely to win stuff. I'll tell you this. Me and Trey were talking the other day, and it seems like everybody who wins something on our channel is always like, man, I never win stuff. So, I mean, you might want to get on it.
No doubt.
And I'm going to go ahead and grab my tight end. I'm grabbing Schultz.
Oh, man, that's who I was looking at next.
Absolutely, yeah, getting Schultz, man. I think Houston, I know you're not as high on C.J. Stroud as I am, but all reports coming out of Houston is that C.J. Stroud is doing awesome over there. He's stepping up. I'm really loving some C.J. Stroud, buddy. What is it that you don't like about him?
Just the team around him. I mean, and being on the Texans, man, the Texans have struggled no matter what, no matter how many people they draft and what they get, they struggle. And they always struggle with rookie quarterbacks, you know, outside of Deshaun Watson. You know, maybe this dude's a change, but I mean, they got rid of Brandon Cooks. Like, you know, I know they got Pierce now, but they kind of relied on him and it got him hurt. So it's just one of those things where it's hard to decide with the team around and being who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, Houston, yeah, they're usually not very great with the stuff that they do. But you know what? There's always some point in the season where I'm like, okay, Houston, maybe they're not as bad as we thought they were. And I really think C.J. Stroud is going to help elevate this team. Look, he's going to have Schultz to throw it to, some rookies. They know what they're doing over there. I mean, I think this year they know what's going on. I really think things are going to change for them.
At my 8-10 spot, I grabbed Jerick McKinnon. I had to go way down in ADP for Jerick McKinnon. I don't understand why he is so low in ADP. This dude's obviously going to rise in the ADP by the time the season starts. I mean, this dude was killing it with the receiving touchdowns from Mahomes. He's on a Super Bowl team, and Mahomes looks for him towards the end zone and for those deep targets. So I don't know why he's falling to the late rounds, but hey, if he's there, I'm grabbing him. And then I followed that pickup with Jordan Addison, who's the rookie receiver for Minnesota, who I'm really excited about this year. With Adam Thielen gone, KJ Osborne not really looking like he's going to fill that wide receiver two spot, and Justin Jefferson going to be in double coverage. This dude is going to get some balls, and he's going to catch them.
I like it. I love that, man. I hope you're right, buddy. I'm ready to see it, man. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Man, I feel like I'm going to miss my pick. I'm trying to keep an eye on it. It's really starting to look a little rough down here, don't you think?
It is, man. Once you get into these later rounds, it really starts getting rough. You know, once you took Dalton Schultz, now I'm just kind of full sending on tight end, letting that hang out till one of the later rounds, try to grab some what-if guys here and there.
Yeah, I mean, you could wait. You could get, you know, maybe Higbee. Maybe Higbee comes back up. Maybe Gerald Everett if you wait till way down, you know what I mean? Dolchich. What about Mayer? I like Mayer. Michael Mayer in Vegas. I think that's
yeah, I definitely think that's a good, you know, late round, you know, almost your last pick. Because I think with him and Garoppolo, you know, Garoppolo is one of those guys that he's not about the fancy play. If the tight end's open, he'll pitch it, get a first down, and keep going.
See, you say that you could get him late kind of thing, but I really believe Mayer, as we get closer and closer to the season, I think this dude's ADP is just going to go up.
I could definitely see that.
We know how volatile the tight end position has been in the last few years. I mean, I know a lot of people, most people are streaming their tight ends, and I mean, I wouldn't mind starting with Mayer, see what happens. I mean, they ain't got a dude over there anymore, so they took him to the Giants, Darren Waller. So, I mean, Mayer's, it's all uphill from here, you know?
No doubt. Where did Darren Waller go? Did you see that? He's 7-1. Yeah, I think that's Darren Waller going before Dallas Goedert. That's impressive. I definitely, you know, there's a lot of hype behind Darren Waller, and maybe he goes crazy. You know, the Giants really needed somebody in that position. So, I'm excited to see what he can do on the field.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Dang it. I missed it again. I got some Tua, though. Zach popping in the comments. What is up, guys? What's up, Zach? What's going on, buddy? Thanks for popping in. Don't forget to hit that like button for us, buddy. You know how much that helps us out. No, well, it looks like I got me some Tua and Lamar. Man, your boys got to pay more attention. I want to talk about P. Ryan. P. Ryan's going in Denver now, man. Do we know if P. Ryan's going to be like getting the work in Denver or what? I mean, I guess they got Jameson Williams over there.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the health of Williams. You know, I think P. Ryan will definitely get in there, though. Mm-hmm. You know, he's too good not to put him on the field. So
exactly. Mixon went out and P. Ryan stepped right up, dude. I love that. Dude just stepped up and just trucked it, bro. I streamed P. Ryan in my flex position for a few weeks when Mixon was out. CM says, wow, I got sniped on Tua. That was the glue to my team. Wow. Hey, bro. Auto pick sniped you. It wasn't me, CM. Don't be mad at your boy.
He was trying to get that stack with Tyreek on that first pick of the draft.
Mm-hmm. He sure was. I also took Alan Lazard, I think, with Aaron Rodgers in that offense in New York. I think Lazard is going to get a lot of targets, Trey, don't you?
I agree completely, yeah. And I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. You know he's going to get the ball to Lazard.
Exactly. I mean, if he can count on anybody, it's Lazard, the Lizard King, and Cobby, as he likes to call him, Randall Cobb.
And I'll go ahead and get me some Odell Beckham in the 11th round, man. That's one of those positions where, you know, the opportunity for this dude to go crazy, we know he can do it, but there's not a lot of hype around him. He come off an injury. You know, he's been hopping around from team to team. But if this team plays the way that they're thinking they're going to play, Odell is going to be a steal in every draft you own. And like I said, because I got him in the 11th round, even if he doesn't do anything, it's just a waiver wire grab switch.
For sure. I'm going to grab Mostert. I'm going to grab Mostert in the 11th round. I really think people are staying away from Jeff Wilson Jr. and Raheem Mostert because they're pretty sure Dalvin Cook is coming to Miami. I don't know, man. I think even if that does happen, I think they use Mostert more than they use Jeff Wilson Jr., don't you?
You know, it's very possible. But like I say, the only scary thing is that Dalvin Cook is one of those guys, man, that he wants every down. You know what I mean? The only downs outside of him is when he's hurt. You know, he's really one of those guys that can play the whole game.
Yeah, I know. I know you love you some Dalvin. I mean, it's interesting. I think everyone thinks he's going to go to Miami, and it's generally the last thing everybody thinks. So I'm thinking he goes somewhere that nobody was even expecting, if you know what I mean, if he goes at all, because they're saying Alexander Mattinson, the coaches are saying that's our third down back. If that's the third down back, who's going to be the first down back, you know?
No doubt.
Maybe Henry. Maybe they want to grab some Henry, thinking about some Henry on the Vikings. I don't love that, but hey.
See, I think Tennessee at this point, you know, they've got their roster. They're not changing up. I think they're not. They're one of those teams. They don't really make big flashy moves right before the season starts. You know, they'll try to do some workshopping in the off season, but you know, Henry showed up for practice in the OTAs, and he looks ready to go. And I think the team is really excited to keep him on the team this year. So,
yeah, for sure. And Eric Swedler says, from a Dolphins fan, you should have taken Wilson or a Kane. I don't know, man. I just know how much they love Mostert in that offense, and he had some big-time moments last year. Jeff Wilson, it always seemed like and I'm a big Jeff Wilson truther, man. I love Jeff Wilson Jr. That guy helped me win a championship a couple years back. But it seemed like last year, every time he got the ball, I mean, the getting through the tackles was very few and far between as it used to be. It just feels like he's kind of fallen. And Arcane was off the board by B. Yeah. By B.
My B.
Oh, right. Got it.
So right here, I grabbed Anthony Richardson in the 12th round as my backup QB.
Here he goes.
And I actually did this. I was going to grab my tight end right here, but I looked and the person that picked after me, Usman, didn't have a quarterback yet. I'm thinking, I know this dude's looking at Richardson, so I can't grab Richardson. He immediately grabs you. That's what I would have picked over Geno. And I like Richardson, especially as a backup quarterback on your team, because I think this dude is like kind of like the Justin Fields of last year. It's just going to be, you know, a low draft pick, and then out of nowhere, this dude's going to take off and win people leagues.
Hey, I mean, I hope so. I'm excited for the Colts to get an actual quarterback this year. And hey, I like Anthony Richardson, man. I think there's a lot of hype around Anthony Richardson, and that scares me because it seems like when there's a lot of hype, a lot of times it doesn't pay off. But hey, I'm excited to see this guy. I mean,
I've actually heard a lot of hate around Richardson. I mean, that hype and hate kind of go hand in hand. But, you know, a lot of people are saying like it was a terrible draft pick for the Colts. They should have picked somebody else, I just think that this team is actually a solid team. They just need a quarterback. And if Anthony Richardson can listen to the coach and do what he's told in this situation, I think he's got the ability to really make this team special, especially with Jonathan Taylor behind him.
Hey, yeah. I mean, they got the pieces. They're getting the pieces together. They got Pity City. I mean, there's going to be some rough times with Anthony Richardson, I think, starting off. But I think once he gets his feet wet and gets things going, starts getting in a rhythm, I think he's going to do good.
I did hear that there's some Colt players with possible suspensions around gambling. Yeah. But I don't think it's anybody important enough to talk about. I did see a post about it being Michael Pittman Jr. Turned out to be a fake news post.
But man.
That did have me worried for a little bit. I think the dude said he had like 90% of Twitter worried too. So,
jeez, man, they're hating on Pity City. Somebody just put that out just to cause a little drama, and I guess it worked. man. Man, so I went ahead and got my Buccaneers defense, Todd Bowles. Come on, baby. We're going to do it this
something.
Year. We're going to do it this year. Yeah, my Buccaneers, man. I'm feeling a little better after the draft. I think most people are probably feeling a little better after their drafts for their teams. But it's looking a little rough.
Hey, man, and you know how last year how everybody was saying the Eagles had the easiest schedule, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Guess who has one of the easiest schedules in the NFL next year?
Who?
It's the Saints, dude. If you look at the quarterbacks they're going against, they're not going in all year. They're not going. The most elite quarterback they're going against is Trevor Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, their schedule is just so. Saints defense is kind of somebody I'm looking. They go off the board. That's where I was looking.
Go figure. But interesting. That might be good for fantasy too, man.
Exactly. Because they're going against all, a bunch of rookie quarterbacks, a bunch of, you know, kind of just filler quarterbacks. That might be a great look for defense, you know, and for the Saints, you know, these guys are going to be throwing picks, and it's just part of being new and part of being a backup.
Yes, sir. My draft is done. I don't know how I feel about it exactly. Trey, who'd you get? Of course, you got Tyler Bass. Oh, he got the Titans defense. I like that. Think Titans defense going to be something?
I mean, they get them sacks on Joe Burrow, so we'll see.
Yeah. Donovan Peoples-Jones taken in the 15th round. Wow. What do you think about that?
I like that. That's free real estate, baby.
Absolutely. Draft is complete. Guys, if you're watching, please don't forget to hit that like button for us. Please subscribe to the channel. If you're on the Sleeper Draft, come on over to YouTube, chat with us. Let's talk about your teams. Let's kind of get them. We're not going to say grade them, but just review the teams. Tell you what we like about them. Come on over to YouTube. Hang out with us in the comments section, guys. Come on over.
No doubt.
But let's go up. Finn's up. He's in the comments. We know that guy is in the comments. Why don't you say what do you say? We look at this guy's team. Say how he went. Drafted number one.
He went, got some Justin Jefferson, the 101, obviously. Great pick for a full-point PPR. Followed up with Chris Olave, who I think is people are sleeping on. I mean, Derek Carr made Davante Adams one of the biggest fantasy wide receivers last year, and that was after he left Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they had that 60-yard connection. Chris Olave is the 60-yard man. I mean, he loves those deep passes, and that was coming from Andy Dalton. So I'm positive Derek Carr is going to let him have a better year. Second-year breakout type situation. I love Chris Olave at hit this spot. Mm-hmm. Got him some DeAndre Hopkins in the 5th round. This dude's already falling. I mean, don't really have a team, you know, but I think that wherever he lands, he's going to get the work. Mm-hmm. So it's just a risky pick for me. Ramondre Stevenson, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Zach Charbonnet. Got a couple rookie running backs there, and, you know, Ramondre is obviously going to put in the work there and taking some risk on some rookies. I like it. Got him some Darren Waller. We've already talked about that. Justin Herbert as your QB. I actually love Justin Herbert. I've been looking a lot more into Justin Herbert, and I think Justin Herbert had a rough year last year. I think he comes back this year. I think he becomes a top five quarterback this year in fantasy.
Ooh, Herbert, top five quarterback. You heard it here first, Trey. I mean, yeah. I mean, I could see it. The thing that scares me with Herbert is everybody was so hyped for him last year, and it just really didn't pan out. So it kind of scares me in regards to taking him. Now, let's take a look at the running backs. If you look at their thing here, like they got one, two, three, four, five players without a picture, man. Like that scares me a little bit, but I mean, like they could break out or they could just be not heard of. Now, I know Jahmyr Gibbs is definitely going to do big things, and he's got Ramondre Stevenson there. I think Stevenson gets some catches too over there. So I like the running back room, man. And, I think altogether it's a good team. You got Jefferson to lead it off for you. You got Herbert. I mean, D-Hop.
And, you know, I've actually seen this as kind of a draft strategy. You get a couple solid guys in the beginning, you know, your heavy hitter dudes that are going to put up points on your board. And then you just go rookie crazy with your bench. And you hope for breakouts. You know, obviously someone is going to. And then waiver wire the rest who doesn't. You know what I mean? So, sure. You know, say a rookie comes out and has a great game one, maybe you trade that dude off. If you think it was just a weak matchup or something like that, and get amazing value off of a rookie.
Absolutely, yeah. And Zay Flowers in the 11th round, I think there's almost no way Zay Flowers at least isn't fantasy relevant. I mean.
Exactly.
I love me some Zay Flowers. I was hoping he'd go to Tampa, but it looks like he didn't. Caleb, what is it? Calibrators in the chat. What's up, buddy? Thanks for popping in. Summertime mock shredding. You already know, man. You already know. Kyle Miller, Team Tim Tebow in the house. Tebow on him, bro. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button for us, please. That helps us out a lot. But yeah, all together, though, fins up. I really like the team, though. I think I can see big things happening for this team.
And I really think in full PPR, I mean, I think Justin Jefferson is going to win you weeks by himself. I mean, I really think that's going to be a thing that happens this year.
I mean, yeah, they got rid of Thielen. Not like he was like sucking up all the targets, but now Jefferson is 100%. Nobody even around him, the guy, like he's going to get the targets. You know what I mean? And we know he can do it in double coverage because he's going to have to. That's for sure.
No doubt.
They're going to be all over this dude. And Caleb says, Bandy's got a lot of boom or bust wide receivers. That's how I play, baby, isn't it, Trey?
Yes, sir.
But we'll get there. We'll get there. Let's go to the next team. Usman. Man, you know, Jamar Chase. I love me some Jamar Chase. I had him in his breakout season, his rookie season. He was great. I got him like in the 7th round, I think, and he's been great ever since. Derrick Henry, another one of my guys. So far, I am loving this team. Breece Hall, I really wanted to grab Breece Hall. I really thought about it, but I seen that little Q questionable, and it just kind of made my heart jump a little bit. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Amari Cooper, I think, is slept on so hard, bro. That guy just pops it off, man. Christian Watson, another one. I really love this team, man. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, and you didn't mention. Did you mention Rashad White? I know you probably love that part about it.
I didn't touch it. I didn't say it.
Getting him some Alexander Mattison, and depending on how the situation in Minnesota falls, got him some Dallas Goedert. I love that tight end. He's the tight end I'm probably looking at most this year. Gabe Dave down there in the later rounds, in case he steps it back up. Yeah, I really like this team a lot. Actually, you know, I mean. Derrick Henry, Breece Hall, Amari Cooper, Jamar Chase, Christian Watson. That's a solid five. That's a solid starting five right there.
Absolutely.
This team easily could get to the playoffs. A little bit of waiver wire work if needed, but they have the room. Also got Kadarius Toney in the 9th round, who is basically announced that they're the wide receiver one on a Super Bowl, the team that just won the Super Bowl. I know his injuries are in question, but I mean – in the 9th round, it's like even if he does get hurt, maybe you get two or three, you know, wide receiver one Mahomes type games out of him, and it'd be worth it.
You think, though? Because, I mean, his name's Kadarius Toney, and I don't know if it's because his toe and his knee is always hurting, because every time this guy touches the field, he's getting hurt. And I just am too worried about that. So we got to really think, like, who's going to be the number two in Kansas City? Because that guy is going to be the number one after a game or two, don't you think?
Very possible. It's very possible.
That's a good way. Just thinking ahead, bro. Thinking ahead.
And I'll tell you who that number two is going to be when we get to my team.
Okay. Okay. Trips 24, Todd's team. Team four now. What's up, buddy? Thanks for popping in. Don't forget to hit that like button for us, guys. Like I said already, subscribe to our channel. We give away stuff all the time. If you're a subscriber, you're pretty much in there. So hit us up. But definitely a playoff team, don't you think, Usman?
Definitely.
Let's go on to the next team, and that is Trey's team. And CM's already popping in saying Trey drafted a solid team there, man.
Let's go.
Okay. Starts it off with the CMC, gets the Waddle, Jalen Hurts, Calvin Ridley. Gosh, I'm scared of this team, actually. All right, let's start with the running backs here. You got McCaffrey. You got Dalvin Cook, who people are really sleeping on. They're worried. Where's he going to go? I think Dalvin Cook is going to go anywhere Dalvin Cook goes. He's going to be somebody. So I love that. And, I mean, what, you got him in the fifth round? Okay. He could be a RB1, RB2 for sure. So that's a great pick. Ridley, I know you said you reach for him a little bit, but I think he's going to be the number one in Jacksonville. He's had a year off. He may need maybe a little rusty starting off, but I think once this guy gets going, he could help win you championships. So I love that. Treylon Burks, we kind of talked about that already. Jerick McKinnon, like –
oh, the wide receiver one whenever Kadarius Toney gets hurt?
Oh, yeah, there it is. That's the guy you're talking about, I see. Look, I think the problem with Jerick McKinnon is recency bias. Look, this guy, leading up to the playoffs, he was the man. Every time you turn around, this guy was running up, getting touchdowns everywhere he needed to be. But as soon as the playoffs started, Super Bowl, it was like crickets, bro. Jerick McKinnon, who? And I think that's why Jerick McKinnon is falling so low on all the draft boards. But I do think also that they found that this guy is very versatile. He's an older player. I think they're going to put him in that offense a little more next year. So, I mean, getting him that late, I think is a great pick, Trey. Deontay Johnson is the one that I think scares me the most.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, that's all based on touchdown regression and him having zero touchdowns last year. Obviously that's got to go up, being the wide receiver one on your team. You know, George Pickens, I know he's in his second year, but I still think Deontay Johnson is the man, the number one on this team. I think he had a rough year last year. I think he has a comeback year. I'm looking forward to Deontay Johnson playing this year.
Well, another year under Kenny Pickett, they've kind of hopefully, it seemed like that was the issue. As soon as Pickett took over, they just couldn't get on the same page. And maybe another year, you know, maybe they go throw at the park or something, get that chemistry up a little bit. And maybe you're right, bro. And he's a steal in the sixth round. So, dude, great team. I mean, that's a great team. And you're usually drafting towards the end of drafts. You don't do a lot of beginning of draft picks. So
yeah, I kind of like taking Christian McCaffrey and this is, him on the board.
This is what it looks like when you have options, I guess, huh?
No doubt.
Because when you're at the end, bro, you're always like, I just gotta, you know, get what falls to me. But when you're in the beginning, it's like, who do I want? Great team, though. Great team, buddy. CM agrees, still good team, Trey, for real, for real. Team four, that's Trips 24. Let's get to his team, Trey. What do you think, buddy? Starting off with Austin Eckler, goal line work. This guy, double-digit touchdowns last year. He actually didn't get as many receptions as you would think that he did, but dude got touchdowns all year, bro.
Yeah, definitely pick one and pick two on this team are super solid, and then the rest of the team is a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing that now. I didn't realize what was going on. I just seen that.
Beginning. I really do like the pick one and two, Eckler and Amon-Ra. I think that's a start to a team that could win a championship.
And he sniped you, too, like playing around. Totally sniped you when he was just messing around.
No doubt.
All right. Moving on. We should have just skipped that one, huh? I really wanted to talk about
the Eckler Amon-Ra 1-2. I really think that's probably the greatest start, in my opinion, in this draft. I mean, I really think that 1-2 punch right there can win people leagues.
Well, he better hope so, because I don't see Mike Glennon doing a lot for him or Fitzgerald.
All right, it's time for CM's team.
What up, buddy? Carks. I think that's a great start right there, bro. Getting Tyreek and AJ Brown. And you know I love Aaron Jones, dude. And we already heard the Packers. Aaron Jones, I just think with Jordan Love there, Aaron Jones, I think he's definitely a top five running back this year, bro. I know he's getting older. I know he's getting a little older, but I really do, man. I really love me some Aaron Jones, buddy.
And look, that's a great start for especially 4-point PPR. I mean, you got Tyreek Hill and AJ Brown. Their targets are going to be out of this world. Aaron Jones will get receptions. I mean, I think he got 5 receiving touchdowns last year. And plus he's going to be on the ground. Plus Jordan Love is not going to be Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Jones is going to have to step up and take the ball more. I really like that start. J.K. Dobbins is one of those guys that scares me to death, but I understand why people draft him. He's just one of those guys I'm too scared to look at this year.
Mm-hmm. With J.K. Dobbins, you're nervous about him, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, buddy. A year, another year off the ACL tear. I think Dobbins actually has a good year, and I don't even really like Dobbins. I never had him on my team, but I think another year removed. Statistically, we see that the first year they're not back up to 100, but they can produce if they push it hard enough. But the second year is when we see a lot of bounce back, and I think he's going to get most of the carries over there. So I actually like Dobbins this year, buddy.
I like Dobbins as a player. I will say though, I think he's going to get the second most carries over there behind Lamar.
I don't know, man. I think Lamar is actually going to try to throw the ball this year, but he's still going to do his schoolyard stuff. However, dude, I think those injuries, if they were real, I think they scared him. I really do. Yeah. I think they scared Lamar, and maybe hopefully he's going to practice more on stepping in the pocket and releasing the ball. Maybe Dobbins gets some of those catches too out of the backfield. DeAndre Swift, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with him in Philly, man. That makes me a little nervous,
I agree with you. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I also agree that Philadelphia is going to be an amazing team this year. I think they've got a great offensive line and defensive line. And I think that regardless of who you have on the Eagles, I think they're going to put up points for fantasy. It may not be amazing points, but they will put up points. So I definitely think there are people to look at maybe in the later rounds. Sixth round might be a little too early for DeAndre Swift, but I mean, who knows? They could just be like, we decided we're just going to use Swift and funnel through him because he's the dude and he's a veteran that knows what he's doing.
You're exactly right. And DeAndre Swift is probably like mad that the Lions just kind of threw him away, man. And for a rookie, it's a good rookie, don't get me wrong, but DeAndre Swift, I think, is going to have a little bit on his shoulder, if you know what I mean. And I think he actually might come out firing. It does make me nervous, though, still. So keep that in mind. Jameson Williams, he comes back. Could be good coming back, right?
Jamal.
Is that Jamal?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes more sense. I see the New Orleans.
The man with the heart.
A man with the heart. Oh, yeah. Okay. I like him a lot. He didn't do as much. He had a lot of goal line work, a lot of touchdowns. That's what you got to hope out of him. I mean, you're saying New Orleans has the easier schedule? Maybe Jamal Williams is the call, boy.
Especially if Kamara gets some kind of suspension, I think. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are looking at the rookie thinking he's going to step in, but I really think they're going to give Jamal the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And guess who popping in? Tommy.
Hey.
All right. Hello, boys. What's up, Tommy? What's happening, buddy? Good to see you, man. Hit that like button for us, boy. Hey, and CM says JK's gonna eat. That's what I'm saying right there. He knows what's up. What else are you thinking about his team right there?
Wait until the 11th round to go quarterback. Got him some Kirk Cousins and even grabbed Russell Wilson in the 13th. So basically right there, he's doing what any team's doing that has a couple decent quarterbacks. They're battling. He'll probably start Cousins because of Jefferson, obviously bumping the points up there. But if Russell takes off, he just does a little flip. And bam, he's still got a great quarterback. I think one of those two guys is going to be efficient. So having both of them, you're guaranteed to have a decent quarterback.
Okay. I know you are pretty high on Russell Wilson coming back this year and making things happen. I hope you're right because I want to watch Russ cook, I guess you could say. I mean, he ain't cooking with Sean Payton over there. But, hey, that reminds me. I just watched that Home Team movie with with dude. That was pretty good. I love that, dude. That was pretty good, man.
Kevin James,
baby. At the end, you saw Sean Payton was like the janitor, like mopping up the floor.
Yes, sir.
That was great. Anyway, Elijah Moore, I think, is somebody to watch. Elijah Moore, Cleveland, Deshaun Watson, another year removed. I really think he could have a breakout season. I really do. Keep an eye on Elijah Moore.
Heard that.
Good team, buddy. Great team. What do you think, Trey? Playoff team?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just the Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, right now, especially 4-point PPR, that's going to carry you 90% of the way. Mm-hmm. So a little waiver wire here and there. And I think you've got a total playoff team here.
All right. All right. Good job, buddy. Move on to the next one, Trey. I'm going to let you take it. Let's go back to this one comment here. Caleb says, Bandy's got a lot of boom/bust wide receivers. Go for it.
Yeah, so let's just start off with the wide receivers. We got some Deebo Samuel, some Christian Kirk, some Brandon Cooks, and some Alan Lazard. He's right. A lot of these guys are scary grabs, but a lot of these guys have the potential to go crazy. Christian Kirk, obviously, is still going to get work with Lawrence passing around as heavy as he does. Calvin Ridley going to take some pressure off Christian Kirk, I think. Going to give Christian Kirk open up a little room. I think Christian Kirk's going to be more of kind of a deeper guy and get some of these long shot touchdowns. Deebo Samuel is going to do what Deebo Samuel does. They paid him last year. He's going to get in there. He's going to get the work done. And San Francisco's going to need him, you know, for those use his legs here and there. So I think Deebo's a great grab. Brandon Cooks is one of those guys that I've been hyping up ever since he went to Dallas. This dude's a great receiver regardless, but he was on the Texans and the Texans struggle. So, and he still did well there. I think on a team like Dallas, who's proven that they can play football, I think Brandon Cooks is going to get some work and he's going to be very valuable for fantasy teams.
Okay. CM says, Bandy, that wide receiver room is scary. Hey, you know what, though? That's what they said about my wide receivers last year. They're like, T. Higgins, you love you some T. Higgins, huh? Boom. I'm just saying, man, like, I'm pretty good at getting me my robust running backs and then getting a couple twos and threes on the wide receivers that end up elevating and being great. That's all I'm saying, guys.
We won't talk about Allen Robinson.
I didn't draft him.
All right.
Tino time popping in. What's up, guys? Tino says, so ready for fantasy. That's right. Tino, hit that like button, buddy. As a content creator, you know how important that is for us. So don't forget to hit that like button for us. And check out Tino time over there, man. He's doing all kinds of, you know, all kinds of sports. I mean, you like wrestling, all that stuff. Tino's got you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's look at your running backs. Got him some Bijan in round one. Boom bust scenario. Dude's obviously going to boom. Travis Etienne, running back two. Very solid running back two. Damian Pierce, running back three. I mean, the running back room is solid. Regardless of these names don't sound like top 10 guys, they all have the potential to be that. Mm-hmm. Got him some Dalton Schultz in the eighth round. I love me some Dalton Schultz. I think that CJ Stroud is going to need Dalton Schultz on this team. And I think that Dalton Schultz is not even going to look that good, but I think he's going to be fantasy relevant because they're just going to pepper him with targets. It's just going to be a volume type play, in my opinion. So I really like the Dalton Schultz pick there. And then Lamar obviously is going to put up fantasy points. You know, outside of injury, he's going to be great. He's always great when he's not hurt. I mean, he's had MVP season. Yeah, it's a very solid team. And I like that this team is not mainstream. This is a very away from the grain team that I still think can make the playoffs.
Absolutely. CM says a little trade talk, Bandy, a little twist. I got Ayuk and Swift for Tua. I'll take that.
There you go. You're already making it better, baby.
Hey, I'll take that. Now am I a playoff team for sure? Hey,
I can dig it. I can dig it.
I like that, bro. I'd pick me up a wide receiver, a running back who I think is going to be good. You get Tua. I still got Lamar, and I'm sure there's plenty of other, like, I mean, CJ Stroud. Did anybody take CJ Stroud, by the way?
I don't think anybody even took Bryce Purdy, to be honest with you.
Brock Purdy? Yeah, I don't think so either. But Bryce Young?
Bryce Young, that's what I meant. Yeah, Bryce Young. I said Bryce Purdy.
I got you.
Both those guys are still out on the waiver wire. So, I mean.
Exactly, bro. Take my Tua. I'll get a couple good players, and I'll grab me another quarterback just to have, just in case. So, hey,
and works then for me. When you drop Foreman and Thielen, I'm gonna grab me up a little Thielen just in case.
Yeah, you're Thielen it just like me, buddy. And CM says, I think you can buy two at low. People are sleeping on them. That's because they're worried about the injury concern, man. Like, there's nothing worse than getting your quarterback you think is going to just go crazy, and then he gets hurt in the second round. I mean, in the second game. I mean, look at Trey Lance last year. All the hype, all the talk on Trey Lance, and I fell for it. In one of my drafts, Trey convinced me, go ahead, man. Just take Trey Lance. You're going to love it. And I didn't love it. It hurt. But let's keep it going, buddy. Team 7. Looks like they got some Jonathan Taylor, Davante Adams, Andrews, Kenneth Walker. What do you think about the wide receiver room here? That's kind of your specialty, buddy.
So looking at this team altogether already, it's very mainstream team to me. All these players are big, hype names and historically good players, which is a solid way to draft fantasy. You got people that don't even really know much about football. They just take the names they know, and they end up making it to the playoffs because these guys are known for a reason. Mm-hmm. Starting off, you got Jonathan Taylor. Obviously, you know, he's had a rough year, but I think he does have a comeback year. Davante Adams. But like I said, let's look at the wide receivers. Davante Adams, Chris Godwin, Michael Pittman, starting off the first three. Pittman, I obviously think, is going to do better with the better quarterback scenario. Godwin, I think, is the wide receiver to own on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Whether I want to own any of them is the question. But Godwin is definitely the one I think to own if you do. And Davante Adams, I think, is going to do Davante Adams things, and they're going to need him to do the work. He's going to be fantasy relevant. And a couple of your bench receivers here, we got Cortland Sutton, Jacoby Myers, and Darnell Mooney. These are all great guys to have on the bench because these are all guys that can go crazy. Jacoby Myers obviously is going to get some short down work in Vegas, which we know Garoppolo likes to do. Cortland Sutton, obviously, if Jerry Jeudy, you know, the injuries that have happened over there, something happens to him. The only thing that scares me with Cortland Sutton is Tim Patrick. There's a lot of talk behind Tim Patrick, you know, coming back from his injury, and that he's on the rise there. So that scares me a little bit. And Darnell Mooney, I mean, he's one of the only receivers at Chicago that's been there. So he's got the establishment with Justin Fields. I think he's definitely worth a dart throw. I don't hate this team at all.
A dart throw indeed, though. I will say this about Jimmy Garoppolo. I thought I read somewhere that Jimmy G didn't pass his physical for the team. So, I mean, surely he could pass it, I guess, before, you know, things get serious, I hope, you know, see some Jimmy G over there. But I think that's kind of like surrounding that Tom Brady buzz, like Tom Brady's going to come out of retirement and, you know, be an owner and a player. I got to tell you, Tommy B is done. I will go out on a limb. I'll say 98% Tom Brady is done, not playing anymore. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, I can agree. I mean, I think it's his run is over. You know, maybe in like 3 or 4 more years, you know, if the NFL is just crumbling and they just need a, you know, a spotlight, you know, power play, somebody grabs him up in the playoffs whose quarterback gets injured, maybe some crazy stuff like that. But that's all I could think of happening.
Bro, he'll be like 50. Long
shot. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's only just for his publicity. But I just don't see it happening.
50 years old, still bombing it down the field, dog. I don't see it, though. I don't see it. But, yeah, I agree, though. The solid team. I'm pretty sure that was an auto draft now that I'm thinking about it. That's why, like you said in the beginning, big names for a reason. I'm pretty sure that's an auto draft team right there.
Hey, auto draft did all right.
Let's do Caleb Raiders. Let's start with the – I'm going to start with the running backs here. Josh Jacobs. I mean, in the second round, too, and Josh Jacobs exactly. CM says Caleb has a sneaky team. I like it. That's kind of what I'm thinking here, man. Look, Josh Jacobs in the running back room, you got Miles Sanders, who's now in Carolina, who got paid $15 million. This guy is definitely going to get snaps. You don't pay a player, especially a running back, that much money if he's not going to get snaps. And Antonio Gibson, I think, is super, super sneaky. They're talking about him catching a lot of balls, doing a lot of work. I know you guys are probably like, here we go again with the Antonio Gibson stuff. We kind of got exhausted on it last year. People were hating on Antonio Gibson, but when it came down to it, the dude produced for us. I mean, I'm not saying he was an RB1 or even maybe RB2 on some days. He was definitely a great flex option for you last year, Antonio Gibson. And then I think Perine is going to, it's going to actually get some work in Denver. I like the running back room for sure. And Rashad Penny, that's not really my thing, but he's in Pittsburgh now. I mean, he's probably going to get a little work. Or Philadelphia, I'm sorry. I mean, there's that running back room in Philadelphia is super crowded. I just don't see Penny, you know, doing anything substantial. What do you think?
I like to grab one of those guys in the later rounds of the Philly guys because one of them is going to take over the majority of the snaps. And whoever that is, that person's going to be stolen in the drafts. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that if you're going to reach for them, you know, grab them late, but get you one of those guys because one of those big names is going to potentially produce. I mean, that team is too solid not to have a great running back.
But if last year is any indication, are we not going to just see the exact same thing, just playing the hot hand, who's it going to be this week sort of thing?
I don't know that because of the higher names. I mean, they, you know, the last year they had Sanders, Gainwell, and Scott. I mean, now they've got DeAndre Swift, Rashad Penny. I mean, all these guys, they're not used to splitting care. I mean, I guess Penny is, but I just see one of them taking over at least 50% of this the backfield. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, a majority rule, but I think one of them is going to see enough to be fantasy playable and relevant.
I feel like you're probably right about that, but for me, trying to guess the correct one is scary to me.
I think if I did, it would be Swift, but you're having to grab Swift early where you can get Penny in, you know, the 10th round. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot less of a risk in that situation.
And what's the worst case scenario? You throw Penny away, right, on the waiver.
Exactly. But let me jump into their wide receivers real quick. First of all, I love this team because you took Cooper Kupp, and Kupp's my dude. So I love that pick. T. Higgins obviously is going to crush it just like he did last year. Keenan Allen as your wide receiver 3, I love. I don't like Keenan Allen as your wide receiver 2, but as a 3, I think that's a good spot for him. Brown and Lockett, obviously both of these are your bench receivers, but both of these guys have the opportunity at hand. You know, Marquise Brown, basically, the wide receiver 1 on Arizona at this point. You know, so you have that there.
I got to say something real quick. Check this out, bro. Didn't take a quarterback.
I was just about to get to there.
Yeah. Until the 13th round, pulled Aaron Rodgers.
Easy money, baby.
I love that, bro. I love that move, dude. And look at that solid team he built while waiting to end up getting Aaron Rodgers. I love
Exactly. I think that's what makes this team is getting that value in Aaron Rodgers and still getting guys like Josh Jacobs, Kupp, Miles Sanders, T. Higgins. I mean, this is a very this is draft brain energy team to me. You know what I mean? Like he got the right picks at the right time and got the right steals at the right time. So I really like this team.
I do too.
Especially in draft mind, you know, we're in draft mind right now, and this team really used the draft to their advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Caleb popping in saying Penny's going to eat. Swift will be the RB2. Just watch.
There you go.
Guess we got a Penny truther in the comments.
Find a Penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck.
That's what they were talking about all those years. Shit. All right, but playoff team, what do you think? I definitely think playoff team.
Oh yeah, I mean it's got Kupp on it, dog, and Kupp's done been hurt. Oh, okay. He's over that. He's just naturally playoff team. Playoff Josh Jacobs, team. Higgins. I mean playoff team. Gotta
be. Oh, I like it. I like it. Let's see. CM says Caleb's team is tough. The more I think on it, that's a really nice team. Exactly. Caleb, that guy kind of might know what he's doing, buddy. What do you think?
No doubt.
Let's go to the next team here. Let's start off in the running back rooms like I always do. Saquon, I mean, contract negotiations, yada, yada, yada. Saquon's still going to come out and be Saquon. I really think so. And another year removed from injury, I think Saquon has a nice year this year and maybe playing for a contract. We don't know yet. It's still too early to tell. Najee started to take off towards the end of the season last year. I think Najee has a great year this year, and you get him in the fourth round, I think that's value. I do. Cam Akers. Now, I myself am not big on Cam Akers, but he kind of started to do a little breakout of his own a little bit towards the end of the season. I know there are people out there that think Cam Akers is the truth and could be a steal in the sixth round. And then, look, you got Jeff Wilson Jr. in the 12th. If all indications of what that dude in the chat said is correct, fins up, apparently that's the right move in Miami. So what are you thinking on the wide receivers, buddy?
Yeah, man, this is tough wide receiver room for me. I like the CeeDee Lamb pick. Obviously, you know, I'm an Amon-Ra, A.J. Brown, Davante Adams all over CeeDee Lamb, but I know that CeeDee Lamb is probably going to get a lot of action this year. Scary Terry McLaurin, you know, is a great wide receiver, but his situation cannot be worse. I mean, the quarterback for Washington, I hear this dude's name like every 3 days. I still can't remember it. Like, that's
Sam Howell.
There you go. Sam Howell. it's tough, man. If you look at the list of quarterbacks that have played with that Terry McLaurin has caught a pass from, it's like reading the credits of a movie you just watched. None of the names sound familiar. I mean, you know, outside of like Carson Wentz and Alex Smith. And that's still, you know, it's just like, what?
Okay. And he's still managed to stay fantasy relevant every year with crappy quarterbacks and drafted in the fifth round right here. So that's going to tell you something about
his. It's enough value, but it's just one of those guys that I would rather have as my wide receiver three than my wide receiver two. Mm-hmm. And then Mike Evans, like I said, Godwin's the only Tampa Bay receiver I really want. I think Mike Evans has the potential to be great. I just think that there's too much volatility with the team and how things are going to go. It's not somebody I'm looking at unless it's really, really late. I mean, the seventh round, in my opinion, is still too early for Mike Evans. And I hate saying that, but it's true. And then Michael Thomas, another guy, you know, that, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this dude. I mean, he played what, 7 games in the last 3 years. Smith and Jigba, a good rookie to grab in the later rounds, and Michael Gallup, you know, down there is worth a look. But I don't really love this wide receiver room.
CM says, Bandy, I think Cam bounces back. Plus, who is behind him? Gross offense, but hey, at best, ADP just swing.
ADP.
Cam Newton, or am I thinking? are you talking about Cam Newton coming back? I don't know, buddy. I mean, I guess he put that tape out, but
Cam Akers.
Oh, whew. Good. Thank God. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cam. All right. Maybe
get him
we'll
in
see.
The sixth round.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. Let's go. Let's keep it. Also, actually, before we go, I want to say Evan Engram, waiting to get your tight end to the eighth round and getting Evan Engram is great. If he would have been there when I was thinking about my tight end, I got him. But it looks like he fell right before I got mine. So I grabbed Schultz up. Akers. LOL. Thanks for clarifying, buddy. Thanks for clarifying. Let's keep going. Let's go to, I think this is that Tim Tebow guy's team.
Yes, sir.
Started off Travis Kelce, full PPR. I love that. This is more looking like wide receiver type kind of team because he waited the sixth round to get a running back. He ended up getting Montgomery and A.J. Dillon, Elijah Mitchell. Oof. I don't know, buddy. Montgomery could be the guy in Detroit, might make some headway for you. A.J. Dillon, let's say Aaron Jones goes down, but you got to what? Hope Aaron Jones goes down to get some value. I mean, they usually play the hot hand in Green Bay. So, I mean, Dillon in the seventh might not be a bad pick, but your running back room is a mess, buddy.
Look, this is one of those scenarios where these guys, you know, they go wide receiver heavy first and they grab these later round running backs. A.J. Dillon got work last year with Aaron Jones on the field. And if Aaron Jones does go down, A.J. Dillon is going to go crazy. But I think A.J. Dillon, you know, in the seventh round, I think is a great pick. Mm-hmm. David Montgomery, you know, Detroit looking at Jahmyr Gibbs and everything like that. But David Montgomery is that dude. He's still out there. He's a good running back. I guarantee you he's going to get work. I know he got injured in OTAs, but I think he'll be all right for the season. He got a couple, you know, kind of iffy running backs, but running back guys that could be, you know, really potentially great. Elijah Mitchell, if CMC goes down, which, you know, he's done before in the first 2 games of the year, You know, Elijah Mitchell could be that guy again. I wish he would have grabbed a couple better wide receivers if you're going to do this strategy.
Right.
I think that's the scenario I'm looking at. You know, DK Metcalf, DJ Moore, Jerry Jeudy, all these guys are, you know, good receivers. But when you're doing this strategy where you're going to get running back late, you want like a situation like CM's team where you go mm-hmm. Hill, AJ Brown, Debo, something like that mm-hmm. versus, you know, DK, DJ and Jerry Jeudy. I mean, I know getting Travis Kelce in the first round, obviously and, that's where you got to take him, but,
yeah, well, that's what I think totally made this team have a lot of maybes, ifs and hopefullys is taking your Kelce, then bam, taking your Josh Allen, your quarterback.
You know? Yeah, I definitely think, especially in a full-point PPR, you know, I think you could have waited a little bit on Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, Hurts and Mahomes were still on the board. I definitely think even just one more round, you know, you could have passed on Allen and grabbed you some A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra.
Right,
something like that, and I think you still would have got Josh Allen in the third round, where DK Metcalf.
I agree 100% exactly, and so just those two picks. Kelce is obviously a great pick, but can he carry your team completely?
Exactly, you gotta you know they say you can't win your league in the first round, but you can lose it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the situation this is in. I still think this team has the potential to maneuver its way with the waiver wire and everything to get to the playoffs, but this team's going to really struggle to win their league.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. It'd take a lot of hard work definitely to get it going there. And guys, again, don't forget to like this video for us. Subscribe to our channel if you are not already. Big things happening over here. We're doing drafts. If you want to be a part of one of our drafts, just, you know, put your sleeper ID in the comments section and or you can see my name, Bandy Fourth and Flex. Send me a message on Sleeper. We'll invite you in. You can come draft with us. We're gonna be doing drafts pretty much almost every week up until it's time to go. So just if you want to get a part of it, just let us know.
Let us know.
Well, let's go to the next one, buddy. We're almost done. We're on team 11. They started off Stephon Diggs, then they went Pollard. I gotta say, I do like when people I've noticed a lot. I mean, they didn't do it completely here, but this just made me think about it. I've seen a lot of really great teams go to the playoffs starting running back, wide receiver, running back, wide receiver, or vice versa, you know, going right. One and then the other, one and the other. I've seen a lot of good teams develop that way. So play around with it. That's what these mock drafts are for, man. You know, try different things, you know. I'm just saying, I've seen a lot of good teams start off like that. But let's go to the running back room here. I love Tony Pollard. I know he kind of got hurt over in January, so it's something to monitor. I'm sure he'll be ready. I really don't know if he's like a 30 carries per game type running back, but I do think Pollard is definitely a good grab. Connor, Kamara, we just got to kind of hope that situation is going to work out. I do think James Cook is going to take a big step up this year. They got rid of Singletary. In PPR, I really think James Cook is a good call here. James Conner, I really don't know what to think about James Conner this year, man. What are your thoughts on James Conner, Trey?
My thoughts are that James Conner is going to be a good pick because Arizona is going to struggle. And when teams struggle, they rely on their running backs. And so it's going to be a volume play. But I think James Conner is going to be fantasy relevant because of that.
Okay. Altogether, though, I mean, I don't hate the running back room. It's just you just gotta hope things fall the right way, you know.
Yeah, looking at the wide receivers, I mean, Diggs and Devonta Smith, great picks there. But only other wide receiver on the team is Hunter Renfro, who's really not, you know, in the spotlight anymore. You know, with all the moves that Vegas has made, so in my opinion, you got to trade some of these running backs that you got. I mean, you got five or six running backs. Which I think you could easily trade, you know, some of these guys for some decent receivers, maybe 2-for-1 kind of situation, and really build this team better. Kyle Pitts, obviously, terrible pick.
you hate Kyle Pitts.
Hey, Joe Burrow, you know, a great quarterback spot there. This thing has a lot of potential. Just needs to make a couple trades, and I think this team could be special.
And like, look, Donovan Peoples-Jones went in like one of the later rounds. So that does show you that there is some potential still left in the wide receivers. You know what I mean? On the waiver wire. So, I mean, you're right. You're right.
I
about
mean, just
that.
Just looking at the waiver wire right now, the top that's still undrafted, DJ Chark still out there,
which I like. I think Chark
somebody
does great.
I would grab up real quick and drop maybe like a Singletary or you know maybe a Brian Robinson. I don't know.
Nico
Sky
Collins?
Moore out there.
Yeah. Sky Moore. Nico Collins.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Brandon Cook's gone. Somebody's got to get some targets over there. I think Nico does take a step up. He's a good – he might be a sleeper to look out for, you know?
Romeo Doubs still out there.
KJ Osborne still there too.
So definitely some guys on the waiver wire that you could look at. Might not even have to make trades, just kind of clear up some room. Drop you some Kyle Pitts for, you know, Romeo Doubs. I'd be down with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. CM says you can definitely lose your league in the first round when I picked Hurts at the 101 in that last draft.
There it is.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. It just totally messed up the swing of things for you, buddy. But let's go to the last team, Trey. We are moving along. Look, Nick Chubb in at the last pick in the first round. Joe Mixon, Pacheco, Herbert. If drafting at the 12, I think they did great in the running back room, man. Pacheco, I think, does take another step up. Like, I feel like they're going to rely on him a little more this year. And I think CEH is pretty much just out of the question, not even, you know, in the conversation anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he gets released, honestly.
No doubt.
Mixon, I know people are hating on Mixon, and you have good reason to with his off-the-field shenanigans, I guess you could say. But I tell you what, the Bengals brought Mixon back, and they didn't even, like, pay him less money or nothing, restructure his contract. They're paying him the same thing. They're like, bro, get your house in order. We got a Super Bowl to win. So, Mixon does great.
But looking at their wide receivers, I really think it's a rough wide receiver room for this team. Garrett Wilson, I like, but as a second-round pick, I think there are definitely some other guys he could have grabbed. He grabbed Garrett Wilson over Devonta Adams, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra, Jalen Waddle, Olave. I mean, all these guys I think I would rather have. Mm-hmm. The question right there with Wilson and Olave, I think, is either way you could go, you'd be okay. But people like Devontae, AJ, and Amon-Ra, and even CeeDee Lamb, I think I would have grabbed all over Wilson. Hawkinson in the third round, you know, over guys like Waller, Goddard, and Kittle, I think I would have looked those directions, in my opinion, but maybe you're a Hawkinson believer. Mm-hmm. And then Drake London and Mike Williams, both wide receivers scare me. I think Drake London scares me less, which is why you got him four rounds earlier, you know. And then Bateman and Boyd, both kind of just bench players there. So I think the wide receiver room needs a little bit of work, but I do like the running back room. I think it's really solid for a 12-pick team.
Mm-hmm. And then Justin Fields for the quarterback and Daniel Jones. Justin Fields, does he take a step up? I don't know.
Daniel Jones, does he continue what he's doing? I don't know.
I don't know. I like Justin Fields. I mean, if he runs the ball, that's going to be points for you, but I don't think that's sustainable over a long period of time. And I just don't – how many teams won the Super Bowl with a run-first quarterback? I mean, it doesn't happen very often. It's a very rare occasion. I can't even think of one off the top of my head. Can you?
Michael Vick?
They didn't win.
No, they didn't win.
No.
Cam Newton?
He went to the Super Bowl, didn't win. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Man, that was fun. That was a good draft, buddy.
No doubt. A lot of good interaction.
Yes, sir.
In the comments. We appreciate all of you.
Mm-hmm. Guys, one more time, please like this video for us. Help us get this out to a bigger audience and just helps you boys out here a lot more. We've got changes coming up. CM has a, before you guys sign off at this point in the off season, who is your sleepers thus far?
Well, you guys need to make sure to check out, hit that subscribe button, because Friday we, could be dropping a little video that might, lean more into a little bit of the sleepers. So, just stick around, hit that subscribe, and we'll be letting you know real soon about our sleepers and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't want to give away all the juice just yet, buddy.
Right.
but guys, yeah. Don't forget, guys, we are on Patreon. You can join our Patreon. We will help you with your team this year. If you're a member for 6 months, you're going to get a snapback, man. Like, we take care of our Patreon members. When you're a Patreon member, you're family. So come be family with us, man.
Come flex with us, baby.
Yes, sir. And don't forget, we got merch. You know what I'm saying? Get you a mug. Get you a hat, get you a hoodie. I mean, this is just some of the things. There are plenty of other things. Anything I could slap a Fourth and Flex logo on, you could probably find it there, man. So go down the description and get you something good. Well, Kane's Fence says, who drafted the best team? Of course I did. No, I'm just kidding.
In my opinion, it was Caleb. I think Caleb's team had the best team all around for drafting style. Second to that, maybe me.
I do like Finn's Up's team too, though. I think that's a good team. But yeah, I think I have to go with Bandy, Fourth and Flex. That guy's team was just off the charts. Definite winner. No, Clark's CM's team's good too, though. But I think Caleb Raider's probably the best one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
CM says, always great drafting with you guys. Yes, sir, buddy. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for popping in as always. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.